Prologue. Red is a warning. The human body is almost entirely red inside, yet there is no sign of it anywhere. Not one drop of red until something shatters and breaks. It's the canopy of hell. Caught red-handed. The thing she had done that her family wouldn't forget. The colour of their school jumpers, crimson and wilting as they followed one another through the front door, cherry tip-tops staining their lips. The streaks of sunburn, red, like a map of what had been forgotten. Ruddy shawls pinned with a daffodil for an estevod. The inevitable revealed as she'd bitten into herself, peeling the skin down and around a nail. Now red is the colour of an ending. Soaking through her cotton nightie, like lava scorching her sides, going into those deceptive corners of fear. The pain event, it comes from deep inside her. Feels like hands clutching around her womb and twisting in opposite directions. She moans as Noah tries to get her to sit up, pushes at his waist. She'd brought this on herself. Now he's on the phone listing the facts. Age, what time it started, how far along she is, how much blood. She rolls over, reaching for the back of the sofa, where a hardened coarse towel has been thrown down. It would be a shame to ruin a good one. A wince masks her anger, which fastens itself on a different outcome, as she feels for something coming out of her, blood on her hands. The foul smell as she pulls down her knickers. The sack of cells resembling hope falls from between her legs onto the floor. Why hadn't she thought to catch it? She cries out, but it's not a sound she's made before. A maternal bellow. She'd needed to graduate to. And she knew it would linger with her now when she stared into the mirror, asking herself a question she could never say out loud. Hadn't this been what she wanted?